This week is full of red flags for each sign, either happening in love, money, business, or wellness. Find out where you need to be on the lookout in this episode. Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology, with a view to helping you make more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, a fourth year associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show, sharing sometimes funny and always compassionate astrology insights. Today's episode is for the week beginning October the 8th, which hosts a sign change for planet Venus, plus the end of a big, massive, and what may have been particularly bothersome retrograde as Pluto goes direct in Capricorn's final degrees, heading back towards a ginormous culture and sign shift that's pending for you around December. This planet's recent retrograde was a test to kind of see if you learned some serious and quite particular lessons that have been happening on repeat in your life since 2008. The individual readings go into detail about those messages, where you can ask yourself, did you listen and tend to those requirements, or have you taken a backslide somewhere? I'll look at each horoscope using the solar chart method, which forecasts using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart. But if you're one of the fortunate ones that knows your exact birth time, your reading can be further personalized. My books are now back open for readings. And if you are either beginning your experience in astrology or you're simply wondering what kind of things a reading can even tell you, then check out the 15-minute introductory audio option, which is like having your own private podcast and gives you a straight to the point analysis from which you can then decide whether to explore readings more in depth if some of the information hit home, or just continue to stick to the weekly show. Whichever intrigues you the most, follow your instincts. It's been quite a messy up and down time lately, and if you're wondering how long this is due to continue for, well, this episode explains how the process of the trash taking itself out and human audacity just being at an all-time high, creating struggle, are all things you can completely prepare for in detail, red flags included. Immediately this week starts off between a rock and a hard place, with the initiating aspect being intense Mars in Libra square Pluto, which is in its last few days of being retrograde in the sign of Capricorn. And if that just sounds like a complete foreign language, let's break it down. Mars is the planet of intensity, drive, passion, energy, law, rules, and courage. It takes 2 years to move around the sun, and so it works the two-year cycles in your life. In contrast, the sun works in one-year cycles in your life. You know, as your birthday, only you most likely celebrate the birthday, you probably don't celebrate the Mars two-year cycles. So Mars is currently in the sign of Libra, which is about justice, balance, connection, and agreement. In this placement, Mars is actually in the opposite position to its ruling sign, which makes its filter much less effective and a little bit more troublesome. It just feels uncomfortable in this sign. So this could be considered as troubled energy towards the goal of justice. The other half of this aspect is involving Pluto, which is the furthest away orb in our entire solar system that we know of. It takes 248 years to make one full trip around the sun, which actually only takes us 1 year in comparison. And during its long revolution, at an astronomically slow pace, Pluto moves through the 12 constellations that represent the 12 signs on the astrology wheel, meaning it spends an average of 20 years in each sign. And that's just the average, because its actual time spent in a sign varies so greatly due to Pluto's unstable orbit. Have you ever seen those images and memes where it says, be more like Pluto? Pluto doesn't give a damn. And then it has this elliptical shape that kind of crosses all the other orbits of the planets around the sun. It's much more wayward from the other very organized rotations that we see. As a time frame example, our recent and also kind of current cycle of Pluto moving nice and slowly through Capricorn began in 2008, which side note, was the same year as the housing market crash, which is very interesting and noteworthy if you are looking to follow astrology and its more economical effects. And as Pluto leaves Capricorn this year, 2023 to 2024, it completes a 15 to 16 year cycle. Pluto's keywords could be considered things like power, crisis, elimination, rebirth, toxicity, and metamorphosis. It also points to things like manipulation, radical change, and renewal. And with the sign of Capricorn, which Pluto is currently in, representing things like the patriarchy, the government, and outside of these big group things in a more personal or evolutionary way, it represents organization, self-discipline, limitations, and long-term achievements. So let's call this side of the aspect the long-term power play in how things are organized and done. The square is just the name for the numerical relationship that these two planets hold. They are 90 degrees separated from each other, and this is a challenging aspect. It's a connection that's a stressful one. So putting all of that together, a challenge to growth stemming from a lack of energy or justice due to patriarchal power plays in organization. These organizations could be traditional formats like family matters, work matters, government matters, healthcare, and business in general. People within those firms in your life, family, work, or business may be taking a more powerful stance that feels difficult to go against, but also incorrect for you to follow. In your own individual experience somewhere, it could be that you have not had the energy to fight these manipulative powers at play. And when you do, things get worse. And the idea of this could be annoying, distressing, or frustratingly on your mind a lot more right now. The name of the game with Mars in Libra is just for things to be a lot more harmonious and easy than they have been, which could feel impossible if you are expected to follow these outdated ways of doing things. Or it could feel even more impossible if you're expected to fight against traditions that are firmly rooted in reality right now that really, really shouldn't be. We're heading towards big, big times of change that are a necessity. And this is the last time that this aspect happens in these signs, and that is quite massive. That's to say you will never experience these troubles of this dynamic again in your entire life. To think that this specific square in these signs has been happening every 2 years since August 2010, this is when it truly began the kind of transformation on the matriarch and patriarch axis. So that's to do with nurturing, family, nourishment, home, real estate, all going up against the concepts of authority, government, tradition, and limitation. This is a great point at which to ask the question from back around that time. So we're going to use August 2010. Where and how did you completely exclaim revolution and ditch tradition to experience an absolute turnaround in your life? Very heavy start to the week. Everything is kind of reaching its peak point and at the height of change. With your individual sign readings going into more detail about the areas that change impacts specifically for you. This very same day, this very same heavy day, Venus is the planet of money, possessions, assets, beauty and charm, vanity, art, entertainment. It represents the curves of the body, glamour, attraction, love, pleasure, physical things, physical pretty things like jewelry, and non-tangible pretty things like sentimental attachment. It's things like agreement and cooperation. It's products like sugar, minerals and vitamins like copper. And this planet, with all of those meanings, switches into the sign of Virgo. Everything gets serious. Everybody's love language suddenly becomes acts of service with Venus in this sign, and it's not enough to just take in words and details. It's now about digesting and assimilating those words, details, and experiences where you've learned new facts or reinforced facts that you were previously ignoring since back around June. This is the first sign shift in months for planet Venus, where it's been sat in Leo doing its retrograde thing over the summer. And it moves into Virgo, which is a sign completely and fully concerned with what you consume, both physically through eating, but also what you consume of the mind. It's a sign about service and practicality. It's a sign that holds a little bit of necessary and healthy skepticism, which is the kind of doubt that just drives you to search more. The sign is detail-oriented, efficient, focused on self-improvement, and in polarity, sometimes lost in self-doubt. Each planet has a set of dignities. It has a comfortable sign to be in, a boosted sign to be in, an uncomfortable sign to be in, and a sign where it's in a position of complete and utter weakness. Venus in Virgo is in its place of weakness. This is the season, essentially, of the red flag. Red flags in love, money, details, and conditions. God is the ability to just enjoy things. Everything is going to need a purpose, an authentic purpose, in order to feel truly aligned. And this whole new level could arise from others who demand more consideration and authenticity from you, or it's just that you yourself are tired of doing meaningless things. Where you see the most red flags this week is detailed in your sign-specific reading. The next big point of this next 7 days is Pluto going direct on the 10th of October. As we discussed, this planet is so far out from the sun. It moves in such a unique orbit and very, very slowly. Because we on Earth orbit the sun so much faster than Pluto does, we happen to lap the planet every summer and leave it for dust. Earlier this year, 2023, Pluto left Capricorn for the first time in 15 years. So all kinds of revisions and backtracking that you may have felt over the summer were thanks to the retrograde of Pluto moving back into Capricorn in June. Especially if you thought kind of around March or prior to March, things were going pretty steady and you had positive, structured plans that made sense at the time. All of that could have gone completely sour June through August. So if you felt that backslide, you can be pretty sure that you're in tune with the cosmos. There's a really interesting generational link with the planet Pluto, meaning that this retrograde would have had a sweeping effect across particular generations pertaining to very similar subject matters happening, with very subtle difference from person to person. To give you a few examples, Pluto in Virgo generation, so that's you if you were born between the years 1956 and 1972. Your sweeping lessons are about the importance of wellness, food, and nutritional health. They're to do with the impact of the healthcare system on yourself and your family. And also that there are many, many different varieties of what is perfect for you to align with. So align with your own perfection without being bothered by another person's version of ideal just because it's different to yours. Issues with over-compromising on what's right for you may have been this summer's focus, as well as transformative, life-changing wellness or illness matters in your close family or yourself. The Pluto in Libra generation, so that's you if you are born between 1972 and 1983, has a sweeping experience learning about transformation in relationships. All close kinds of relationships and agreements are under this, and this is more about how, where it comes to compromise, some things should be non-negotiable. Some areas of your life you should absolutely not compromise on. This summer for you may have been matters that require settling or literal settlements, and issues pertaining to the battle between compromise and dominance. The Pluto in Scorpio generation, which is you if you're born between late 1983 and 1995. These sweeping lessons are to do with speaking up for yourself and being heard, breaking down the lies of other people and calling out any BS in your careers or home life, especially any manipulation in family units. There is a generational matter going on for you against tradition in those areas that just no longer work. You're kind of the paradigm shifters meant to break down the outdated cultural convention. The last group I'll reference is the Pluto and Sagittarius generation. They are those born between 1995 and 2008 who will be learning about transformative money dynamics of the future. And actually, some of this generation will become powerful leaders and agents of change economically. Specifically, the Pluto in the 29th degree of Sagittarius group, which is those born during 2008 exactly. So they are currently 15 years old and they are set to be the next round of multi-billionaires or wealth idols, and will also be those that are most affected by the current financial instabilities happening now. The main message of the direct movement of Pluto, no matter where your biggest transformation is happening, is about being really, truly, finally decisive. This is making the decision to go against formalities, to take advantage of opportunities when they arise, because the world is different now. And in order to progress, things must therefore be done differently, which requires acceptance of this kind of limbo space in between, which is actually where the beauty of change happens to take place. The next aspect this week is Venus in Virgo, opposing Saturn, which is retrograde in Pisces. This could be a confrontation that's an extension of last week's mysterious communication issue, recalling that specific Mercury-Neptune opposition where there may have been some silent treatment or some lies or a really inspirational idea. Now there could be some problems within that same situation, relationship that this experience happened through originally. And it's actually kind of a no love lost circumstance or a sign to consider a complete cutoff of somebody. It could also be figuring out that a living location doesn't work for you anymore. The end of something is bittersweet now with this particular combination of planetary energy. Mars switches sign this week. It moves into Scorpio, and the biggest aspect as it does so is its trine to Saturn, which has retrograded its way all the way back to the beginning of Pisces. This is an indication of a rewind or a restart, if ever I have seen one. And some things that began around March time this year may have taken a back seat, or the progress turned into a complete tumble and fall altogether. This aspect represents renewed faith in something, renewed patience even. This is a secret, or keeping something a secret now that you didn't before. This is appeasing of a situation in order to just stay under the radar and work on whatever revolutionary adjustment that you're working on personally without the attention or unsolicited input of somebody else. The plans can be anything from beginning or growing a business, making a move, a forbidden relationship, a forbidden anything actually. And the key is in keeping the goal quiet while appearing to go through the norms on the surface level, because this is the best way to make steady progress without letting any outsiders throw you off. And then the final aspect this week. On the 14th, and despite how intense all of this has been prior to this aspect, nothing is more intense than an eclipse. The Libra New Moon Solar Eclipse, which has its own episode, and I'll link that episode in the show description below. But this eclipse has one big, huge message of balance, which is always Libra's message with its symbolic scales weighing things up. It's just that eclipses are chaotic. They happen between 2 to 5 times a year. And this particular one brings up any agonizing that you've been doing regarding finding that balance and maintaining it. And the answer to doing this successfully based on this powerful new moon eclipse is in enduring things in a conservative way. The expansion of anything in life requires conscious cooperation. You want more mutual relationships that provide healthy mirroring and genuine support. You can discover new ways of relating to others, healing over old hurts, and direct efforts and action in a forward-facing motion. While that has been and may continue to be a little bit difficult, it can be made easier through doing things differently. To get more acquainted with Psalm affirmations, which are just personal mission statements, the Eclipse episode shows individualized sign insights about how to utilize this very eclipse for its best offering in this moment of time. And now for the weekly horoscopes, which are time stamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries, the Libra Mars square Pluto in Capricorn aspect is immediately indicative of power struggles at work that you are taking action to improve on, but may be wondering if this action is even making a difference. This is the moment where you make a choice of either succumbing under the pressure of said work struggles, or you get this massive increase in personal energy and feel ready to confront the problems head on, pushing beyond your limits. And while this is amazing for squaring up to any worries in your job realm, you do need to be aware of your capacity to handle such exertion, because too much pushing could exhaust you of everything through the aggressive response of someone else. So this is about finding balance when prodding the beast. Venus moving into Virgo, bringing you red flags at work that kind of oozes over into your health. A lack of order in the everyday routines you have or the tasks you tend to is handled best through head-on attention. And positively, this transit could bring with it improvements in wellness if you incorporate Venus things at the healthiest level. This includes good carbs, grains, good sugars, which would be potatoes, various squash vegetables, grapes, oranges, and other healthy complex carbs. The main fuel source for the brain is glucose from these carbs. So the more you give yourself, the easier it is to think straight, especially during times of testing. Pluto moving direct in your chart space of future career and administration kind of supports the discovery and unraveling of the dangerous or concerning red flags from work that were mentioned, and points towards some authoritative measures being taken to fix those. And this is things getting fixed once and for all. These issues have been pending for some time, so it needs to be once and for all. And if the resolution doesn't fit your needs, then this week could see you thinking carefully about your career ambitions. Ask yourself whether your current career path is truly serving you and supportive of your wellness and health. And if it isn't, be prepared to change it before it crashes and burns. Venus in Virgo opposite Saturn in Pisces is a follow-on from an unclear and possibly upsetting conversation that started last week. It could feel like your superiors do not value or respect you, and it's not uncommon to feel slighted by them. This may result in you wanting to keep a low profile while you figure out what you truly think about all of this recent happenings. Mars moves into Scorpio and forms a trine to retrograde Saturn, and as it does, you may feel like a decision has been made easier, especially after all of the recent problems, and this choice stays just within your mind for now. There's privacy in this conclusion that you've drawn, and also comfort in knowing that you've made your choice and now will be purely concerned with structuring its implementation. Saturday's eclipse happening in your opposite sign is huge. This highlights the impact of someone else on you, and this is applicable to romantic relationships, business relationships, even someone who seems to be quite obviously an enemy to your happiness right now. This is an open enemy. It's someone you're fully aware of as being a problem, and the eclipse starts a 6-month period of struggle to reclaim balance between you and them, whichever category they fall under. Emotions run high in the process of this, and whether this is wiping the slate clean to seek a fresh start or a completely different kind of fresh start by means of separation or taking distance from the offending friend, relative, boss, or just person. By the correlating eclipse happening March 25th, 2024, during your season next year, all actions will be final and the situation resolved. To learn more about the physical happenings of your week, check out your Earth sign reading, Libra. This is the sign planet Earth was in on the day you were born on it, and it tells of the material events in your life right now. And the soul sign, which is astrology's best kept secret, and the way astrologers get really intuitively deep with readings. This is the sign that the sun was in when your soul developed. This happens 88 days before birth, and for you will be the sign of Capricorn. Listening to this horoscope could give you insight into the driving forces behind the scenes currently at play. This week for Taurus starts out with the need to get to the bottom of something, and if there's a suspicion you have, it could play so heavy on your mind now that you are ready to go undercover to get the answers of this thing. This speaks of you existing kind of under the radar, keeping a low profile and taking in and absorbing more than you give out and exude. Humans go through these dynamic cycles of consume and create, and the week begins off with an understanding that you've done plenty of consuming. You've taken in lots of info. You've learned so much. And when Venus moves into Virgo, the red flags that show up, and you should absolutely not ignore these, are to do with the recent neglect of your creative side. If you've been feeling anxious and lost, this may be your uniqueness crying out and asking you to do you. Prioritizing things you enjoy irrespective of what others think. Indulging in hobbies because they feel good. This is all about getting addicted to something that spirals upwards and never down. In contrast, any anxiety may be indicative of doing too many things that are not good for you. Burning the candle at both ends, getting into things that you know are not healthy for you, they're not positive. When you're hooked on things like reading, fiction or non-fiction, or writing or painting, dancing, cleaning, learning, exploring, all of these things add to your life. So red flags this week are the things you do that detract from your happiness and health. On the 10th, Pluto goes direct, and this retrograde forced you to learn how to surrender under the frequencies that you cannot physically sense. It may have brought you face to face with a crisis of faith, not knowing what to believe, or learning something new that challenged something you originally thought. But now all of this gets reconfigured, and you could be more sure than you've ever been of what you trust, imagine, believe, and feel about life and the world. Venus in Virgo, opposite Saturn in Pisces, tests your resolve a little bit. Moving around, moving about may be unavoidable, and this may feel irritating. It's different when you willingly go on trips or you switch up living situation just because you wanted to. But if it happens because of necessity or pressure, this feels stressful. When Mars moves into Scorpio, it aspects Saturn in Pisces, which has returned all the way back to the beginning of the watery sign, where it originally entered back in March. And this is a redo, a do-over, and a try-again kind of scenario. It's great for signing something important or making really big life-changing decisions. And if that's not enough, the next day, the biggest aspect of the week happens, which is the solar eclipse in Libra. Pretty important to you because the ruler of Libra is also your ruling planet. The matters of this eclipse are personally important to you, and in fixing and conserving yourself, so taking better care of your health and wellness, mental and physical, paying great attention to your diet and creating positive habits, long-term, real long-term changes and not just things that phase out in a few weeks. By prioritizing these very things, you experience doors open in your work life and you begin to enjoy everyday routines. They just become more pleasant and efficient. It's like suddenly everything you do seems to have a really important purpose, which feels good. To learn more about the physical happenings of your week, check out your Earth sign reading, which is Scorpio. This is the sign planet Earth was in on the day you were born on it, and it tells of the material events in your life right now. And the soul sign, which is astrology's best kept secret, and the way astrologers get really intuitively deep with readings, that's the sign the sun was in when your soul developed, which is said to be 88 days before birth. So for you, this is the sign of Aquarius, and listening to this horoscope could give you insight into the driving forces at play. This week for Gemini, don't be so trusting of all the people that you're around. Someone in your close vicinity may be acting shady, or someone has an ulterior motive in the selfish behaviors of being close to or overly interested in you. Venus moves into Virgo, and the red flags for you show up in home, family, real estate, matters to do where you live, or just landlord issues. And more contact from the family isn't exactly the desirable kind right now. It could make you feel a little bit suspicious, where situations to do with home and property may also throw a wrench in the works of your plans. if there are situations involving the consideration of the location you live in or paperwork matters to do with that very thing, they could show up now too. Maintain a positive attitude. And if you've been considering moving, then this could be the perfect time to take that thought and plan it more seriously. When Pluto moves direct, a toxic mixture of money, power, and sexual energy just clears itself up. If there have been entanglements in any or all of these areas, then disentangling happens now. This may mean putting some distance in any unhealthy relationships, sexual, business, family, or otherwise. Venus Virgo, opposite Saturn in Pisces, which is retrograde, is a problem with open issues, matters that you have in connection with someone, like a co-mingling, joint investment, or just even if you're on the same phone bill. Something that a partner of yours is going through impacts you too somehow, thanks to your connection. And it also points to complications within the home because of this. So this week is really heavily focused on the place you live and whatever may be threatening the comfort of that. Mars enters Scorpio, and as it does, makes a positive trine to Saturn, which has retrograded its way all the way back to the beginning of Pisces. This is a do-over. This is a bouncing back to March 2023, and it's another chance to course correct. This is great for putting old matters to bed, ridding yourself of emotional baggage that only ever hurts, never ever really helps you. Generally, this is a positive time for shedding away any layers that are just not you anymore. To get rid of things that represent stuff you've outgrown is positive, and it makes room for the Libra solar eclipse and its new beginnings. The eclipse happening in your fifth house points to your creative potential in romance and to do with hobbies. This is recreational habits and behaviors, and a forced change in any of those areas over the next 6 months develops as a space saver for living a more bold life, where you are ready to use your willpower on good things, positive hobbies that develop you rather than regress you. To learn more about the physical happenings of your week, check out your Earth sign reading, Sagittarius. This is the sign planet Earth was in on the day you were born, and it tells of the material events happening in your life right now. And then there's the soul sign, which is astrology's best kept secret, and the way astrologers get really intuitively deep with readings. This is the sign the sun was in when your soul developed, 88 days before birth, and for you is a sign of Pisces. Listening to this horoscope could give you insight into the driving forces currently at play. This week for Cancer, career success comes by fighting very cautiously and carefully for it. There's recently been some washed out and watered down versions of your goals, activities, and actions that are all ongoing and have taken away from your ideal vision. And now the things that serve no real addition to your main big dream life fall away. This is a time of rising above problems in the home and showing people who you are through actioning success, not just speaking about it. And this is especially important if you've been recently underappreciated or subject to the incorrect perceptions of others that think you're someone who you really are not. It becomes less important about being seen for who you are and more important to act as who you are and let people think whatever they feel. Venus moves into Virgo, and slipping off into your own kind of mode of thinking becomes even more pleasant and fun. But red flags could include thinking you're not good enough, thinking you're not doing enough. And actually, these red flags come from somebody else's completely incorrect thoughts of you. So if you have anxiety, it's not yours. Give it back by reading or learning or doing something you love, letting that energy return to sender. In fact, the idea and experience of further education works positively to boost all other areas of your life at this time. And if relevant, renewed or more fulfilling relationships with your siblings and relatives may begin to develop if they are healthy. And if distance remains in those relationships, then consider that important to your survival. This week, when Pluto moves direct, it finishes its big work, which for the last 15 years has been, for you, about highlighting bad relationships in contrast with good relationships. Hidden tensions suddenly release between you and someone else. And if tension has littered your entire summer, making enjoying things pretty difficult, All of that changes now. And with Venus in Virgo opposite retrograde Saturn in Pisces, a little bit of recent distance between you and someone who doesn't feel very healthy gets confirmed as utterly necessary. If last week you were working on accepting new boundaries that you need to create between you and that person, then this week you find reasons to be actioning them strongly. Mars moves into Scorpio, and as it does, forms a positive trine to a still retrograde Saturn, which has actually retrograded all the way back to the beginning of Pisces. This is where it was early March and is a good time to kind of revise and rework agreements in romance or professional areas. If it's personal, this could be making new promises between you and your partner that everybody will act right, everybody will take care of themselves and be responsible for their own behaviors. Instead of relationships where two people are wanting to change each other, even if it's for the good. And if this is in a professional manner, then some positive work developments are contingent on your dedication. Multiple opportunities are within reach if you structure and organize your tasks and projects the way you know that they need to be organized in order for them to pay off. This week's big solar eclipse in Libra is about naming improvements in your home or home life. Make a list of what you need to do if it's cleaning up your personal space, making sure that nothing and no one can upset you or push you off balance again, creating those boundaries that we spoke about, sticking to your own schedule no matter what others make you think that you should be doing. It's actually likely that since March, your efforts to progress in any kind of way have been held back by something or someone in your home environment, and now you vow to make changes that ensure that this is the last time that happens. This placement also heightens your intuition, so listen to your gut instinct. I'll link a free training module in the show notes that helps you connect with that instinct so you more clearly hear its message and never ignore its wisdom. To learn more about the physical happenings of your week, check out your Earth sign reading, which is Capricorn. This is the sign planet Earth was in on the day you were born. On it, it speaks of the material events in your life right now. And then there's the soul sign, which is astrology's best kept secret and the way astrologers really get intuitively deep with readings. This is the sign the sun was in when your soul developed 88 days before birth, and for you is the sign of Aries. Listening to this horoscope could give you insight into the driving forces currently at play. This week for Leo starts out with you harboring some kind of fear. A message you receive could feel unsettling and may call for you to take further action somehow. And this could be a serious matter that needs bringing up so that it doesn't go further or get out of control or grow in its negative energy expression. If something is scaring you, then it may be worth discussing with someone important that you respect and value the opinion of. Venus moves into Virgo, bringing up red flags in finances. And this transit could be good or difficult for you in that area, depending on how you personally handle it. By appreciating your ability to attract material possessions, you attract even more of them. But where difficulty shows up could be to do with matters of overspending and extravagance. Shopping is best when it's at somebody else's cost or when it's practical. But if it's wasting money on things you don't need, like clothes and jewelry and things that you buy just because you think they're pretty and beautiful, then you may need to take more care with your funds. Pluto goes direct, and now you could be much more aware of the root cause of any discomfort or dissatisfaction you have felt over this last year. This direct move signifies a chance to address any rut that you found yourself stuck in or anything that's had a negative impact on you enjoying your day-to-day life. These issues run deep, and habitual changes must start from the ground up, and it won't be easy to change. Between now and December, you'll be working hard on clearing blocks in a job realm or with your personal activities, learning to really prioritize what is important and valuable first. Venus in Virgo opposite Saturn in Pisces could be some strict energy that returns, a matter that crept up last week during the Mercury-Neptune opposition on Tuesday, the 26th of September, now gets much more serious. It could require some gentle reconsideration of how much power that you're giving to someone else for them to control something after seeing how it is that they're handling it. Mars moving into Scorpio, making a trine to Saturn, which has retrograded all the way back to the beginning degrees of Pisces. This is where it was around March 2023, earlier this year, and your experience of renewal and action may slide back to that time frame too. Only this is super positive, as it's a chance to redo something and there are way less distractions than usual. Getting the things done that you need to get done. These everyday things, these things that should be part of your daily schedule, is much, much easier now. And then the solar eclipse in Libra indicates an increase in some intense communication. If your regular day is regulated so that it feels manageable and healthy, then the intense Libra energy, which could indicate issues with a person in person, face-to-face conversations, or over the phone, or via email or letter, it could be much easier to handle any of these disagreements that need to be changed into agreements. And you may consider some more formal avenues to take so that you and someone else are on the same page about something. You could spend the next 6 months gathering information and, let's call it maybe even evidence, to present your perspective or your case on a very important matter. To learn more about the physical happenings of your week, check out your Earth sign reading, Aquarius. And this is the sign planet Earth was in the day you were born on it, telling of the material events in your life right now. Then there's the soul sign, which is astrology's best kept secret. It's the way astrologers get really intuitively deep with readings. And this is the sign the sun was in when your soul developed, happening 88 days before birth. And for you, this is the sign of Taurus. Listening to this horoscope could give you insight into the driving forces currently at play. This week for Virgo, be careful to avoid places where you get a funny feeling in your stomach. You know, there's that dropping kind of feeling where things don't feel quite right. And this is your body's spidey senses working to keep you safe. So follow your hunches and leave situations that your body senses as dangerous. Another danger right now for those in relationships could be to do with a partner and their shady financial moves. This works for both personal and business connections where the other half or the other side of your team isn't quite being open and honest about their monetary situation. Venus moves into your sign, and while this is a boost where you can feel a lot better about yourself, it could be some red flags to do with the places that you've been misled by other people. A sudden surge in self-confidence that comes from being let down by others is bittersweet, and overall there's an indication of being more concerned with yourself and self-sufficiency than being into the idea of helping someone else or sacrificing your priorities for another. Pluto moves direct, and if there have been any inhibitions holding you back over the summer, then these could be fully dealt with and even destroyed. This indicates reclaiming bravery and making bold moves, because life is whatever you choose to make of it. And now you have the power to do exactly what you desire, as long as it includes fun. Venus opposite Saturn in Pisces may bring problems between you and someone else. Venus opposite Saturn in Pisces may bring problems between you and someone else who depends on you. Sometimes arguments occur under this combination, and any interaction you have with someone else may seem to be dry and empty. You will not find as much enjoyment in team or group arrangements as you do being on your own, so definitely make the most of your solitude this week. Mars moves into Scorpio and forms a harmonious trine with Saturn, which is now all the way back to the beginning of Pisces, where it was in March earlier this year, 2023. A redo situation could involve you expressing yourself, talking about things that were big matters earlier this year, and now all of that seems to make sense to anyone who even doubted you back then or didn't recognize the value of your efforts. And then the big solar eclipse in Libra, happening in your second house, which rules assets and possessions and things like disposable income. This chaotic influence here could signal a new opportunity or a strong desire to increase your income. This could be through the sale of something you own, or alternatively, an opportunity to spend more money on something really big. To learn more about the physical happenings of your week, check out your Earth sign reading, which is Pisces. And this is the sign planet Earth was in the day you were born. It tells of the material events going on in your life right now. And then the soul sign, which is astrology's best kept secret and the way astrologers get really intuitively deep with readings. It's the sign the sun was in when your soul developed. This happens 88 days before birth, and for you is the sign of Gemini. Listening to this horoscope could give you insight into the driving forces currently at play. This week for Libra, be aware of friends or partners who act in a very underhanded kind of way. Manipulation in a connection may cause distance between you and someone else, which may well be the best action if there have been acts of betrayal, meanness, mistreatment, bullying, and similar. Venus moves into Virgo and red flags come to point out where you have given in to self-sacrifice a little bit too much. When you prioritize something for someone else over something for yourself, disappointment shows up to let you know that it may have been the wrong move. There's less happiness in personal relationships when you give up being your authentic self. And it's one thing to help someone that needs help or asks for it, but it's another completely different situation to throw away all of your responsibilities out of the window for people who never really respected your input or time, but now want you to do things for them. Pluto moves direct and changes that have been pending in your family, not just since 2008, but that have really been heating up this summer, become actionable. There's no need to do things the traditional way anymore. And by now, it might be clear to you that your heritage, your family habits that have been passed down are not for you to keep up, but actually for you to break down. Venus in Virgo opposite Saturn, which is retrograde in Pisces, is a family obligation relating to last week's Mercury-Neptune opposition. Information that should have come, that didn't arrive, or a conclusion to a situation that you've been waiting for is something that you now have to consciously pursue. This is someone saying, I'll get back to you, and they never did, and now you want answers because you're tired of waiting. Mars moves into Scorpio, and as it does, forms a trine to a retrograde Saturn in Pisces, which has made its way all the way back to the beginning of Pisces, where it was earlier in March this year, 2023. This suggests repairing things in the home, either something that broke back then and didn't get tended to because the summer wasn't exactly smooth sailing for you. This works positively and, if carefully planned, could go so well and work alongside the solar eclipse in Libra, which is huge for you being in your sign, with all of this giving you a new lease of life kind of feeling. Do everything that feels right for you. Do everything that feels right in developing and curating a new you. Make yourself feel the best, which in turn will increase your drive and motivation and stamina for whatever comes your way between now and March 2024. A complete overhaul where you make changes that reflect the inner you, especially if you've often been overlooked or you tend to hide your true self just to fit in. Get ready for much higher energy and some growing excitement towards new things. Creating a new life direction is highlighted, so don't limit yourself. This is an open portal where you can create the future that you want, which is best when it's new things and not hanging on to the old. To learn more about the physical happenings of your week, check out your Earth sign reading, Aries. This is the sign planet Earth was in on the day you were born, and it tells of the material events happening in your life right now. The soul sign, which is astrology's best kept secret, and the way that most astrologers get very intuitively deep with readings, is the sign the sun was in when your soul developed, 88 days before birth. And for you, this is the sign of Cancer. Listening to this horoscope could give you insight into the driving forces currently at play behind the scenes. This week for Scorpio indicates harsh working conditions and maybe a few annoyed or upset co-workers. It could even be someone who is not trustworthy, so be careful with the kind of information you share openly with others this week. When Venus moves into Virgo, which may be a whole windfall of new friendships and associations, the red flag here is in making sure that these connections are mutually beneficial. And this goes for retrospectively looking at old connections too. It's not only okay, but it's also very necessary to make sure that there is fairness between you and those that you share life with, friends included. If a new or old acquaintance is all take, then reconsider that as a red flag, as opposed to it being part of the getting to know you stage or part of the we're already comfortable with each other stage. And to almost support that, Pluto moves direct, and if you've been spending the summer feeling misunderstood, you now may be much more aware of how your own act habits and presentation of self, or even choice in friends, have contributed to such misunderstandings. This direct emotion offers an attitude shift, and if your environment doesn't bring the best out of you, then a little trip, a vacation, or even something as big as a move could be pending in order to get you back to feeling yourself. Venus opposite Saturn, which is retrograde in Pisces, is a continuance of a matter that around Tuesday last week may have caused you some stress. A little bit of awkwardness in the conversation between you and someone else could still be the topic of the week. So avoid being self-conscious and don't completely exile yourself from the social scenes or your interactions. Just focus on the ones that make you feel the best. Especially as Mars is now moving into Scorpio, your sign, and making a trine to Saturn in Pisces, which has retrograded all the way back to the beginning of the water sign. This indicates a great time for you to patch things up if that is relevant. So sorting out your differences with family, neighbours and friends is definitely favoured this week. The solar eclipse in Libra in the 12th house of your chart is the hidden space. It's a private, spiritual, but also quite an elusive position. And there are maybe some secrets that you're keeping that slip a lot easier during this time, which you may regret, or discovering secrets that have been held from you. This is a second caution to be careful and watch what you say and who you're saying it around. What this energy is good for is some behind the scenes activity and project work, or putting certain things on the back burner to prioritize your life differently. And as long as you're being honest in your dealings with others and protecting your privacy when people try and pry a little bit too much, then this eclipse becomes the perfect clearance of chaos and a great opportunity to heal your mind. To learn more about the physical happenings of your week, check out your earth sign reading, which is Taurus. This is the sign planet Earth was in the day you were born on it, and it tells of the material events happening in your life right now. And then there is the soul sign, which is astrology's best kept secret, and the way most astrologers get really intuitively deep with readings. This is the sign the sun was in when your soul developed 88 days before birth, and for you is the sign of Leo. Listening to this horoscope could give you more insight into the driving forces behind the scenes of your week. This week for Sagittarius, avoid being too pushy, too assertive, or too fixed in high gear on the path to getting what you want out of life. If you accidentally bulldoze others, they may see it as intentional bullying or you being mean, as opposed to the healthy self-prioritization that it actually is. Venus moves into Virgo, which usually indicates a time of lucky breaks in your career for your sign. This portal happens every year at the same or similar time, and it opens up job opportunities or is a time of receiving great feedback that shows your professional life is trending in the right direction. But it's not free of its red flags. Red flags can occur in this space, and any major advances that happen organically are the absolute best. Whereas if you find yourself having to jump through hoops to ascertain a certain position, then those expectations and your willingness to do them or not is your red flag. Pluto turns direct this week, and it's been hanging around in your financial space for the last 15 years. This direct motion begins to restore security after some costly situations you've recently been through. Part of this development is you being challenged to change the way you view financial and even emotional security. Learning how money is a tool to navigate life, that its importance is less so in the superficial things and more so in long-term stability. Grounding exercises can actually be very helpful at this time, like walking bare feet outside and concentrating on the sensations that you feel. This works to quickly revive your natural material connectivity to life. Venus in Virgo opposite Saturn in Pisces is a revival of some issue from last week that was annoyingly out of your control, yet still somehow impacting you. Somebody's silent treatment or their poor behavior, and this someone is an adult, so they should know better, indicates the potential of a round two this week, where you may even find yourself painted into a corner of someone else's manipulation, and it's the perfect time to flex your boundary muscle and say no with confidence. Mars moves into Scorpio and makes a trine to Saturn, which has retrograded all the way back to the beginning of Pisces. It was in this same position early in March 2023. And now the way you've spent the past 7 months needs to be revised, making a repair of anything that didn't go to plan. And this shows up in a family dynamic or regarding your living space, children, or domestic life. The solar eclipse in Libra is a new connection with an old friend that happens to propel you into a position that you've been wanting to be in or wanting to pursue, but kind of hanging back on because of circumstances. There's this weird thing about timing, being in the right place at the right time. And for the next 6 months, you may very well experience the benefits of such synchronicity, like a succession of little blessings that reward you for the things that you've put up with that hurt you in the most recent past. A broadening of your network is the precursor to expanding your future horizons, and you could find yourself joining a new organization or group that deals with the public or helping people in a very specific way. To learn more about the physical happenings of your week, check out your Earth sign reading, which is Gemini. And this is just the sign planet Earth was in the day you were born on it. It speaks of the material events developing in your life right now. And then there's the soul sign, which is astrology's best kept secret. And it's the way astrologers get really intuitively deep with readings. This is the sign the sun was in when your soul developed. It's 88 days before birth, and for you is the sign of Virgo. Listening to this horoscope could give you insight into the driving forces currently at play. This week for Capricorn, your home may be in need of a few repairs, or in an extreme case, it may be beyond repair. If it's not that drastic, it could just be an insect, a bug, or a spider problem that gives you the creeps and you just want it cleared up quick, fast. Venus moves into Virgo and a thirst for travel or exploration encourages you to imagine all the different possibilities of living life differently from how you currently do. And the red flag at this time is in doing things the outdated cultural way. You are so receptive to new potential, and you're also able to create these new situations, new dynamics, that even continuing with an inkling of old methods being used on your new paths could be really very detrimental. Leaning into the unfamiliar is favored when exploring new perspectives, which works perfect with Pluto turning direct in the last few degrees of your sign this week. The big transformations of the past 15 years aren't quite finished yet, but they are nearly there. And this week, and around a similar time next year too, could be considered as you putting the final touches on your revitalized life direction. This is the penultimate reinvention. You're probably aware that you can be whoever you want to be now moving forward, and that you just need to make the most of it, not waste it, and stick to a structure or a schedule that brings you the best, most pleasant results. Venus in Virgo opposite Saturn in Pisces, relating to an uncertain conversation from last week. Well, this conversation comes up again, and you may be trying to figure out if the other person is even being serious, because there is a hunch that they are taking this too far or maybe being a little bit fake. Sometimes it's best to agree to disagree, and this may be one of those times. Mars moves into Scorpio and makes a trine to Saturn as it does, and Saturn has retrograded all the way back to the beginning degrees of Pisces, where it was earlier this year, around March 2023. This indicates steady progress in anything that you set out to do, and particularly in collaboration with someone else. A big project that you may hold in connection with a person may show some positive signs now. And the solar eclipse in Libra happens in the most powerful area of your chart. It's your life path and your personal authority space. It's the top uppermost point of the chart that is considered the heavens, because you kind of can't get any higher than that position in your astrology wheel. In its simplest form, this suggests advancement or a change in direction that is way better than anything that you could have planned or imagined. But it's not going to be without hard work and effort. You may have to do all these things at home to set the foundations. You may have to meal prep. You may have to set alarms to go to bed so that you can get up early and work your butt off. More and more people are watching you and the actions you take, so you're in the spotlight, because the work you're doing is either impressive, or it's entertaining, or it's just outright spectacular. Remember that haters are always going to hate, and if there's gossip going around about you, take formal action, if you like. In a business, go ahead and send that cease and desist letter, or drop someone a message that says, hey you, stop talking junk about me. That only really works if you happen to know the offending gossip starter. Most of all, don't get overwhelmed by how much there is for you to do. Delegate any tasks that you can delegate when needed. This energy is intense because you are on the most important track change of your whole professional life. So keep your hopes high. To learn more about the physical happenings of your week, check out the Earth sign reading for your sign, which is Cancer. And this is the sign planet Earth was in on the day you were born. It tells of the material events in your life right now. And then the soul sign, which is astrology's best kept secret and the way most astrologers get really intuitively deep with readings. This is the sign the sun was in when your soul developed, 88 days before birth. And for you, this is the sign of Libra. Listening to this horoscope could give you insight into the driving forces currently at play. This week for Aquarius, stay away from dangerous areas, people who do dangerous things, high crime rate locations, or anything that's just dodgy and deceitful. As Venus moves into Virgo, your red flags come from the person you are most intimately connected with, which could feel a little bit of a shocker. And determining whether the red flags are justified or if they're just manifestations of your own vulnerability, fears, or even your own improper behavior at times. Looking to strengthen and safeguard your relationship or your joint resources works best. And just keep your senses peeled for red flags that someone else brushes under the carpet. It may be a sign that some secrets are being kept. Pluto moves direct this week, and while the message of Pluto retrograde for you, happening in the most spiritual, subconscious point of your chart, was in learning to love yourself, not just more, but to love yourself correctly, you could claim self-love when treating you to something you know you shouldn't have or shouldn't be doing. But this direct motion is now about doing what's right for you, not those things that you say, one more of this, even though it is bad, or I'll treat myself with excess of that, even though it never makes you feel good. This is more about self-care being positive, constructive, practical, and helpful actions, and separating yourself from acts that are more like self-sabotage than self-love. Venus opposite Saturn in Pisces may drive you to isolate yourself after a conversation from last week that left you feeling unheard or uncertain. You don't have to engage. You can absolutely withdraw from giving your opinion or even giving a response. Silence speaks louder than words this time, so refuse to get involved. Mars moves into Scorpio and makes a harmonious trine to Saturn, as it does, and Saturn has retrograded all the way back to the early degrees of Pisces, where it began in March 2023. This specifically speaks of a peaceful retreat. So perhaps the detachment isn't an angry exile, and more like a humble walk away. All of this combined with the solar eclipse in Libra, which is about to bring a huge change to the way your life is lived. And this change is based on what you learn over the next 6 months. So just as it sounds, you actually get to influence your direction by controlling the information you take in. Choose inspirational books and videos and documentaries to watch, and then witness how your life starts to embody the lessons and practices of those things. Habit really is just a matter of repetition, which gives you the power to literally orchestrate the new direction that you need or want to move in, especially with Pluto moving into your sign in December, which will adjust your whole entire life. It isn't a case of if your life changes, because your life is changing. It's undergoing change at a breakneck rapid speed. This is about taking control of how it changes by playing an active part and learning things of positive value and appreciating the wisdom of others, maybe even some that you've glossed over easily in the past. To learn more about the physical happenings of your week, check out your Earth sign reading, Leo. This is the sign planet Earth was in the day you were born on it, and it tells of the material events happening in your life right now. And then there is the soul sign, which is astrology's best kept secret. It's the way most astrologers get really intuitively deep with readings. It's the sign the sun was in when your soul developed, 88 days before birth. And for you, it's the sign of Scorpio. Listening to this horoscope could give you insight into the driving forces currently at play. This week for Pisces could see some big financial developments, and if you've been good, then this will be positive. And if you've been overspending, then this may feel a little bit like a pinch. As Venus moves into Virgo, you become sensitive to others. This is the sign opposite your sign, and it may start with a low energy streak in yourself that bothers people, and then that somehow impacts you, like a continuous cycle almost. Red flags in this situation are things like low energy because of energy vampires, or health changes in your body that originate from ignoring good advice, and instead of eating well and taking care of your body, you burn the candle at both ends, or you forget to do the self-care part of being a human. It's an indulgent time, and self-care could look more indulgent than caring. And if those indulgences are positive, then you may circumvent the struggle of this transit. Extra time meditating, extra time sleeping, extra vegetables on the plate, that kind of thing. Financial extravagance and spending money leisurely may be unavoidable. So in the same manner, if you are stocking up on things that are a necessity, then this is a good excessive spend. When other people's perspectives don't seem to align with yours, it's no cause for concern. And if you place too much importance on everyone needing to think the same way as you, then that is another red flag to be aware of. This is a time of live and let live, letting each person be themselves, and you receive the same in return. Pluto moves direct and firstly makes you take a real good look at your friendships. What are they like? Are they positive? Are they mature and healthy? Or are they difficult, disruptive, and unhealthy? Those poor connections are subject to manipulation from either side, so that is you or them, both are included. You are heavily affected by those around you. So following your wildest dreams, the things that you would do if responsibilities were not a thing, and pursuing your dreams, especially if there have been some that have kind of sat on pause lately, around the right people, these dreams resume very, very quickly. And now through December, you can make serious progress as long as you are open to the values of collaboration. Venus in Virgo opposite Saturn in Pisces may have you looking around wondering who exactly you can collaborate with. This aspect also relates back to last week's Mercury opposite Neptune aspect, where you may have received or given silent treatment, or you received an answer to a question that isn't what you wanted to hear. This could also be related to something that you have to do that you really want to get out of, but there is not a way, so just suck it up and get it done. You'll move on very quickly after. Mars moves into Scorpio, and as it does so, it makes a trine to retrograde Saturn, which has managed to retrograde all the way back to the beginning of your sign Pisces, where it was in early March this year, 2023. The best presentation of this aspect is a healthy focus on practical matters. Think less emotions and more logic. Those kind of things help this along. The solar eclipse in Libra arrives, and it may see you paying something down, or if something is owed to you, you could receive payments back. This could also mean getting a new line of credit, a vehicle loan, or something similar. Outside of this resource-based focus, intensity is guaranteed with this event in your chart. And to keep up with life, you'll have to look beneath the surface at what's really there, instead of relying on possibility or thought and wonder. In short, this means a complete transformation where any personal struggles are investigated more intensely, or you are able to connect with someone and learn more about them or learn from them, leading you to realize you may have not even known them at all. To learn more about the physical happenings of your week, check out your Earth sign reading, Virgo. This is the sign planet Earth was in the day you were born on it, and speaks of the material events in your life right now. And the soul sign is astrology's best kept secret. It's a way astrologers get really intuitively deep with readings. It's the sign the sun was in when your soul developed 88 days before birth. And for you is the sign of Sagittarius. So listening to this horoscope could give you insight into the driving forces behind the scenes of your week. That's it for this week. Next week's episode looks like an integration kind of week with lots of moon aspects, therefore lots of emotion, with a moment of personal revelation in between. The Sun and Mercury meet, which is called a Kazimi in astrology, and tends to come with the delivery of a rather important message or piece of information. Follow the show so you can keep up to date on all the possibilities ahead of you and discover what message will reach you next week. Have a great eclipse week. Okay, thanks, bye.